Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio in our Q92 booth at the Stevens County Fair. I'm again surrounded by royalty here. Anna Jordan from Morris is Miss Morris Area Teen for 2024. And Anna, thanks for stopping by the Q92 booth.
Hi.
Are you enjoying the fair?
Yes, I am. I've been here every single day of the fair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, fun. I have too.
Oh, really? Oh, right, with the booth, yep.
So what kind of responsibilities do you have as Miss Morris Teen at the fair here? Were you doing helping with the bingo and stuff? Or?
Well, no. One of the big things for us is community. So it's just being present in the moment and having fun and showing people who we are and just being very friendly and smiling at people, meeting new people, things like that. It's basically just wandering around. But I am sponsored by SCMC, the Stevens Community Medical Center. So I'm also working booths there at the Lee Center. So I'm working there, working shifts there too.
All right. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Anna?
Okay, well, I'm Anna. I'm 17 years old. I'm going to be a senior at Morris Area High School, but I am full-time PSEO at the University of Minnesota Morris. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and my platform is diabetes awareness. I'm greater than my highs and lows.
Awesome. Well, our family has a lot of diabetics in it, and so my brothers and sisters, and so I know quite a bit about it. So I'm the lucky one in our family. I haven't got diabetes yet, how do you use your platform? By educating people in that?
Yeah, so I use Instagram a lot to post stories on it, even TikToks, things like that. But my favorite thing is meeting diabetics in person and having like hour-long conversations with them about diabetes and their experience. And I've also reached out to many diabetic Instagrams to like other platforms, and I kind of have a connection with all of those people, so it's really nice.
So let's talk about when you were crowned Miss Morris Area Teen. Talk about that experience.
So I kind of came into the week of pageant week being like, okay, I've never done this before, so I think I'm just going to go in and have a good time, have fun. This is new for me, so like I know nothing about pageants. I know nothing about pageantry, so I'm just gonna be myself and see what happens. And I made a lot of good connections. I got really, really close with a lot of the girls, and I was really surprised when I got it, honestly, and especially all the other scholarships on stage that I received. I just felt so overwhelmed with joy about it. It was just so exciting. It was a wonderful experience.
What were some of the scholarships you got that night?
So I think we applied for a few essay scholarships, and I got a health essay scholarship from ELC Fitness, and I also got one on, oh geez, we had to do a shoe, we had to make a shoe and like kind of show our personality on it. And I won that also, but I think that's because my grandpa put a $50 into the jar, and it was whoever raised the most money at the end. I also got the Miss Congeniality Spirit Award, but in Morris, it's called the Bethany Tickle Award.
Okay, awesome. So you're pretty excited. So what are some of your responsibilities throughout the year as Miss Morris Area Teen?
We get to attend parades, we get to talk more with our community, we get to go to different events and showcase our platform. We have a bigger platform to raise awareness on our platforms, and we get, what else? I don't know, it's just kind of having fun, lots of things.
That's the main thing, is to have fun, right?
Yes, having fun.
I'm sure you'll be asked to come and speak about diabetes to some groups.
Yes, I hope so. One of the things I want to do with my platform is visit elementary schools and read books to them on diabetes and teach them about diabetes, so that if they have a diabetic classmate, they're able to understand a bit more and they don't say the wrong things or hurtful things on accident.
Yeah, exactly. So when is the Miss Teen Minnesota then? Is that, or what's it called?
Yeah, Miss Minnesota's teen competition is 2024, June 2024.
Okay. Where's that at then?
Oh, geez, I have no idea.
Okay, you don't know, but you'll be there, right?
Yeah, we'll figure it out with a GPS.
Good answer. Are you excited about that?
I'm very excited. I hope before then I can learn a bit more, grow a bit more, and become an overall improved person so that I can give my best for the competition.
Yeah.
Now, I see, were you at Waterama with the other Waterama royalty in Montevideo and
yes.
that kind of stuff?
It was very fun. If I'm going to be honest, it's kind of strange seeing so many different royalty from all over Minnesota with different crowns and different, like, traditions in there. Like, it's a very different version of our organization. So they had a lot of questions for us, and we had a lot of questions for them. But it was awesome to get to know them and learning about ambassadors and what that meant and the Aquitennial. I think that was really cool. And just, like, overall connecting with people.
Now, we should mention that Miss Morris Area Teen is part of the Miss America Teen pageant, right?
Yes, yes, it is.
There's very few of that in Minnesota, right?
Yes, so I think Miss Teen in general is a very new thing.
Okay.
So there are not a lot of competitions throughout the U.S. So I believe there's only going to be about 10 to 14 Miss Minnesota teens competing for Miss Minnesota's team.
Yeah, good.
Wherever that might be, right?
Yeah, wherever it'll be. Who knows?
All right. So you said you're going to be a senior at Morris High School?
Yes, I am. I've been going there since kindergarten.
Okay.
What activities are you involved in at Morris High School?
Oh boy, there's a list. I'm in tennis, theater, Knowledge Bowl, mock trial. I was in student council for a bit, and what else?
Okay. Well, that's a lot right there. That's why you're Miss Morris Area Teen, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely had lots of experiences with different clubs and things like that.
How's the tennis team going to be this spring or this fall?
Hopefully really good. We have a very close team. We've been with each other for a while. So I feel like we have a very close bond with each other, and I think that's going to help us a lot with the season.
Okay.
And that practice starts tomorrow, right?
Yes. So we already had captain's practice, which was this week. But real practice is 8:30 to 11:30, Monday through Friday, 3 hours long. But it's awesome.
All right. Well, congratulations on being crowned Miss Morris Area Teen, and we're pretty excited about it. And I'll be following you along during Miss Minnesota Teen.
So. Yes, thank you so much. Can I give a shout out? Okay. So my Instagram is Miss Morris Areas Teen 2024. If you want to follow my journey, but yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So what were your social media sites again?
Instagram, Miss Morris Area Teen, 2024.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Mine's PC Ramo.
Perfect. I will look at that.
All right. Hey, have fun this year.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. That's Anna Jordan, Miss Morris Area Teen for 2024 here at the Stevens County Fair here in Morris.